Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Tony Correa, and we're joined by District 14 State Senator Amy Sinclair to give us an update on the 2015 Iowa legislative session.
There's been a week of pomp and circumstance a little bit in the Iowa legislature this week as you get started with the new session, and there's been a lot of opportunities to hear about the plans that are going to be going out and the thoughts that are going to be going out during the session. You had an opportunity to hear the condition of the state address and the state of the judiciary address. What did you think of those speeches, and what are some things that you took away from them?
You know, primary takeaway for me from the condition of the state address, the one thing that I really gravitated to, I suppose, was the governor's crackdown, if you will, on domestic violence and making homes and families safer going forward for those people who are habitual abusers. And I'm excited to get to be a part of that and look forward to working with the governor on what that looks like. I do have some concerns, as you know, as we talked a couple of weeks ago, I have real concerns about where our budget's going. Just our built-in ongoing revenues exceed what the increases in that the Revenue Estimating Conference has said that we are going to have. And so we're walking into a budget deficit. Before we spend another dime, we're walking into that shortfall. And so I have real concerns about where maybe some of the plans are going to go and how those are going to be funded. But I guess those were a couple of my takeaways from the governor's condition of the state. With the condition of the judiciary, I heard Chief Justice Katie wanting to talk courthouse security and making sure, given some recent sad events in Iowa, that our courthouses are safe for people to come and do business and also safe for the people who are working there. And I'd like to see what his plans are for that and what that looks like for county supervisors in implementation.
Well, it certainly seems like there's going to be a lot of different items that are going to be going on. And as you mentioned, a lot was addressed in regards to the budget in the governor's condition of the state address. One of the things that didn't sit well with some educators in that regard was school funding. The Iowa Association of School Boards is looking for a supplemental state aid in the area of 6%. From what the governor laid out in his budget recommendations, it doesn't look like it's going to be that much. Iowa is currently 35th in the nation in educational funding per student. What can be done to help increase the state's funding per student? And is this something that we'll actually be able to see happen?
There will be a supplemental state aid increase, I would imagine, given that the governor did propose one in his budget. It's the starting point. I know that as far as the Senate goes, Senate Democrats have not released what they are looking to, what they expect. But what the governor presented was a starting point, and I assume that that's from where we'll work. I do want to point out that every single percent that is added to supplemental state aid just this year amounts to something like $35 million. If you put that in real numbers, a 6% supplemental state aid increase would be, you're way over $180 million. And when we're talking about the increase just being $350 million in state revenues, I don't see how a 6% is feasible. The governor has given a starting point, and the school boards and the teachers' unions have talked about 6%. And I'm sure that as time goes by over the course of the session, we will hopefully sooner rather than later get those numbers out for school districts to know what kind of funding they have to work with going forward.
Well, it certainly seems like it's going to be one of those hot topics that's going to affect the budget. Now, what are some of the things that you're going to be working on, and what topics do you expect to be discussing this week in the Iowa Senate?
We've got a busy week going forward. We already have subcommittees being assigned. I know I'll be working on some information about bid letting at the local government level. I've got a subcommittee already scheduled for that this coming week. In education, I know we're going to get right on top of looking at supplemental state aid. I know that'll be one of the first items we tackle as we get into our committee work this week. We will be meeting on all of the budget appropriations subcommittees. That work is going to start immediately. We all meet Tuesday to get those initial ideas from the governor's budget so we know where he's coming from, what his expectations are. Those numbers we kind of try and hammer out this week so we know where we're working from, and we can take priorities of the legislature and juxtapose them with the priorities of the governor and try to find some common ground in what that budget looks like. I also know that I had somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 subcommittees in education to assign, so we're not just going to hit supplemental state aid. We'll start looking at code corrections from the Department of Education. We'll start looking at some issues within rural transportation, and we'll look at school start date. All of those are going to be issues coming up in education, and we're getting right to work this coming week.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, District 14 State Senator Amy Sinclair, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.